Programming note. Hello, everybody. I'm Jesse Bruce from 92.1 WGHN, and each week I host The Wine Guy along with our good friend and in-house sommelier from the Grand Haven D&W, the one, the only Jeff Crutchmar. This is our third and final episode featuring Zach Filkins of the band One Republic. He is also the owner of Filkins Vineyards in Coloma. When he came in a few weeks ago, we had a very lengthy taping, and we were able to split the show into what would become three episodes, and this is our final episode featuring Mr. Filkins today. We'll be back with a brand new show coming up next week right here on 92.1 WGHN. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy The Wine Guy with Zach Filkins on 92.1 WGHN.
The Wine Guy is presented on 92.1 WGHN by DSC Products, a manufacturer of cleaning products since 1983. DSC Products, locally owned and family operated. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions. DSC Products, clean freaks and proud of it. Here now are the hosts of The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, our in-house sommelier, Jeff Crutchmeyer, and Jesse Bruce.
You're listening to The Wine Guy here on 92.1 WGHN. We're being joined, of course, by our good friend, Mr. Jeff Crutchmeyer, and Zach Filkins. He is the guy behind Filkins Vineyards down there in Coloma, a little bit south of us here on US 31, just as you're heading towards Chicago. His day job is he's a guitar player from One Republic. We'll just sort of bury the headline there. And what we've been doing is we've been sampling his wines with various foods. We've gone through everything. I think we've got a couple left. I think we have two, but we need to pair this with something to eat. I am going to have some of the ginger beef. I'm going to have some of the ginger beef with the red here. And then you gentlemen can decipher what you would like to have.
And I'm going to take some of the charcuterie board here and pair that up with that. See how it comes out with the cheese.
I think I'm going to do the same.
Mmm! Oh, that was like candy. That was like candy. Tasted so good. Mmm.
Mmm.
When that hit the beef and hit the ginger, it was like candy corn. Mm. That's what it tastes like. That was great. That was great. Mmm. Good stuff.
Yeah, there you go with the cheese. Mmm. That was good. That smoothed it out. A little fruitiness on there. That made it nice and creamy. Has a little bit more, alcohol, a little more acid into it. Breaks it down. That was a good combination. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. I could eat charcuterie board with this all night long.
Oh man, same. Mm-hmm. This brought out with the cured meats and the cheddar cheese. I think it's cheddar cheese. Mm-hmm. This brought out like a cotton candy kind of thing for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see what you're saying.
I'm not angry about.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
By the way, just to give you a little update here, you are listening to The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN. Our show, of course, being brought to you by our friends up there at DSC Products. Because of the length of our show, we have split it into multiple episodes. So what you're listening to will probably air a couple of weeks after we taped it. But because we had so much stuff here, we had such a good time talking to Zach Filkins, we've split up the show. And I'm sure you're going to enjoy all of the content. I think we have two to go. Two to go. And while you're pouring that one. All right, Mr. Filkins, here is your left field question. You have an unlimited budget. What is your dream rig? Your dream rig for playing guitar. Give me the amps. Give me the pickups. Give me everything. Your dream rig. The money is no object. I just come to you with a blank check, and I just say, Zach, get what you want. Have a good time.
Man, that is crazy. That's a crazy open-ended question. I will say for the Fender sound, It's Nash guitars all the way, which I tour with, and I love what he does with that. He uses mostly uses Lawler pickups, and his guitars are so playable. Tele Deluxe would probably be my like deserted on an island guitar. Mm-hmm. So Tele Deluxe with the Lawler pickups, really playable, thicker neck. You know what I mean. Amps, oh my gosh! I would do like a 60s Marshall Plexi, probably some sort of Fender Tweed. Those two mm-hmm. together, mm-hmm. you know. And then when it comes to pedals, I mean, it could be so many things. That's kind of endless. Mm-hmm. That's an endless world.
Okay.
But those, and then I'd probably put like ribbon mics on both the amps.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Cool. And just for the audience, what color would it be, or would it not matter on color?
For the guitar?
Yeah.
Black with gold.
Black with gold?
Black with gold hardware.
Black with gold hardware.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're, yeah.
Okay.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Just trying to paint the picture. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, you know, if you look at my labels, that basically represents the, the guitar color that I would prefer.
There you go.
100%.
All righty. Mr. Kretschmar, what are we at now?
All right. Now we're into my personal favorite category here. We have the Cab Franc. So this is the Falcon Vineyard Cab Franc 2023. Kicking it back 1 year ago. There. 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, after 8 wines, it's been 1 year.
I don't expect you to do math at this point.
Yeah, not at this point.
I get an earthy cinnamon. Earthy cinnamon is what I get.
Yeah. Perfectly described. Mm-hmm. My job's in jeopardy.
Yeah.
It was perfectly described.
Boy, that's nice.
That's got nice berry.
The variety of what his guy has come up with, though, because all of these wines, I mean, like we said, they all have the same tone. They all have relatively the same something in them that makes you know they're his vineyard. But
Which is a thing that most people don't understand in the wine business. Even like when you get a lot of your California wine, if you know who the winemaker is, because winemakers do travel from one vineyard to another to make the wine, and they will kind of come out, you know, the same. Mm. And that's because when you're buying a wine and you're saying you like this wine, you're actually buying the winemaker's product. Because as we know here, every palate is different.
Yeah.
And so they make the wine because of their palate. So, Jesse, if you were a winemaker and people like the way you like it, that would be one. Same with you, Zach. If you were a winemaker, as you are, well, you're a wine owner, they would go with yours. Yeah. Same with mine.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's different. It's the way their palate is and how people follow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said. And I know when Jason came to visit a couple times, he brought some of the Concrete wine that he had made and was like, try this. And we knew because he was the most proud of some of that stuff, some of that wine. And we'd open it and drink it, and we realized that his palate was very, very similar to ours. And so we knew collaboration was going to be very easy.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
And like we tell our listeners, you know, listen to Jesse if you like what he likes and how he likes a lot of his Moscatos and thing. Go with his recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
If you like what I like, you know, go with my recommendations if that's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Down the hatch.
There you go.
Nice
fruit spices in there.
Light.
That's my Cab Franc.
Light. Yeah. Not overpowering. No. It's like you drink it and it disappears.
Yeah.
You know, just. That sounds like a lyric in a song. You drink it and it disappears. you drink it and it just pops off your tongue. But I mean, you don't feel like it's bringing you down or anything like that. You don't feel like it's heavy. No, very light.
I feel with the spices that are still in my mouth, if I have, you know, when we go to pair these up, anything I have is going to have a little bit of good pepper, a little good, you know, spices on there, which is what I want, which is what the wine was supposed to do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I'm still getting those baking spices that you were talking about, cinnamon, nutmeg, you know, all those spices. And then I always want a little chocolate.
Yeah.
And I'm drinking Cab Franc, and I get that. I get a little bit of that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and rich.
Okay. Let's pair up. I have not had any Gabagool, so I'm going to have some Gabagool.
Oh,
so there you go.
All right.
Have a little Gabagool, and you guys can have whatever you want.
I'm
going to
have some more of this ginger and beef.
Oh, thank you. Chocolate, yes.
Oh, it's good gabagool. Or prosciutto.
I was handed a piece of chocolate, so I'm going to actually have chocolate with this. I'm cheating.
Well, they have chocolate out in the lobby. The folks out in the lobby have chocolate for the guests.
I'm going off book a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
It was like a, I was having the prosciutto or the gabagool, and the wine hit that. And I mean, it just became so juicy, so succulent, just filled my mouth with flavor.
Jesse, I'm going to have to encourage you to try some of the ginger beef with that.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you what, the flavor on there, it popped out, those peppers and the red peppers, the flavoring came, the, it just smoothed it down, but the spices were like fireworks, all in the mouth.
Oh, this is definitely major league pitching. Yes, it is.
Really good.
Sounds great. It's good stuff.
It's like the end of the Cubs World Series there, where the fireworks are just going off.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that too, but I just had chocolate with it, and I'm not upset by that. That was really good. And I'll take your endorsement with this too.
Just so people don't think we're sitting here just drinking all of this wine, we pour out the extra in a little cup, but we have a tall. I'm sure there's a bartending term for what the poured out drinks are called, and then somebody would drink that. But no, we're just taking little sips here. But oh, goodness gracious, what a great day. What a great day. And we've got one more to go.
One more to go.
And here's your left field question. Okay. Thinking back across your time, you know, let's go back when you were a young man getting into music or whatever, till now, when you look at your fandom of music, who is the most underrated band of all time?
Oh, wow. Underrated. Okay. It's an artist called Magnet, and he put out an album. Oh, where is he from? I'm not sure where he's from. He actually might be from like Norway or Sweden. He put out an album right around the time when we were still trying to be a band and didn't know if it would work ever.
Yep.
And our other guitarist, Drew, found it and was like, guys, you got to listen to this. The artist is Magnet. The album is On Your Side. I'm not even sure if you can find it on like iTunes.
Yeah.
But it is an incredible album, and all of us started just wearing it. I mean, back then it was on a CD.
Yeah.
And we just wore it out. The vocals are incredible. The songwriting is incredible. The instrumentation, production, a lot of slide guitar, which I love. Listen to, he has a cover. Oh, I forgot what the cover is of. But I think it's a Bob Dylan cover on that album, too, that's incredible. But Magnet, On Your Side, super underrated. We did play a show where he opened up for us. And we were like, we're not worthy.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be doing this. And then after that, we didn't see another thing from him. And he sort of disappeared.
Into the ether.
Go to that album and listen to it. It's beautiful.
All right. We'll
it's just one of those things where like, it's kind of a shame, you know what I mean, in this industry that some artists like just don't get the love that they should get.
Sure.
It's hard to see that.
Okay.
You are listening to The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, brought to you by DSC Products. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions.
At DSC Products, we're clean freaks and proud of it. We don't believe in the 5-second rule. We give each other scrub brushes as gifts. And we've been creating cleaning products our competitors wish they had since 1983. From the highest quality carpet and upholstery chemicals to expert training and support, we'll save you time, money, and those ew faces from customers. We're more than a supplier. We're your partner in crime against dirt. DSC Products. Clean freaks. And proud of it. Find us at dscprod.com. DSC Products. We don't just manufacture solutions. We are the solution.
You are listening to The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, brought to you by DSC Products. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions.
Well, you know what's getting the love is the wine from your vineyards today, Mr. Filkins. And Mr. Kretschmeyer, what is our final round here today? Last call is what?
The last call here is we have a red blend, which is a 79% Cabernet Sauvignon, 21% Syrah. It is Anthros. Now, you look at the labeling. I like to know the history of this label. Like the imprints there, you know, of the birds on there.
Those are hawks. We have a few hawks flying around the property.
Oh, look at that, hawks.
And we wanted to kind of represent some of the wildlife that we see on our property. And so that's where we came up with like hawks kind of flying across. Yeah.
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 Very nice looking bottle. I mean, very, very classy style. I liked how you did the little embossing on those. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a 2022. So, of course, I'm not going to do the math on that one. But 2022
yeah.
on there. So this here with the Cabernet, I'm expecting nice big bowl. You can tell already just by the color.
Mm-hmm.
By the color, nice dark inky. Got that real nice inky pink or, you know, purpley in there. Like that.
I get a butterscotch aroma off that. Mm-hmm.
I get that again. I get that fruit roll-up, you know, berry flavor. Mm-hmm. Just like if you were to open up a fruit roll-up.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first thing that comes in. You know, not the candy-ish one, not the candy one, but the fruit roll-ups of the real fruit that's been rolled up.
Mm-hmm. I get to. Mm. I get a lot of blackberries with this, a lot of black fruits.
Mm.
Good spice. There's good spice on this. This one can stand up to a steak with some pepper on it, I feel like.
Yeah.
I get almost like a... like a tea, like a refreshing tea vibe off of it. You know, like when you drink it, and because it makes you feel good. It feels good at the end. It's like it's light. It's not heavy, because I think sometimes people see reds like, oh, they're going to be heavy, and they're going to be, oh, this ain't like that.
Right.
No, it's light. None of your wines are overpowering at any level.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm impressed about, because, you know, we've done a lot of California wines, and they have just been overpowering. It was over the top. Mm-hmm. These have just been... exactly what I expected from Michigan Winery. A lot of good, easy food pairing wines.
Mm-hmm. So. Indeed. Well, let's do one more pairing.
Right.
I'm going to go for the cheese. I'm going to have some cheese. I'm going to actually have the white cheese over here.
I think what I'm going to do with this one is some of the ginger beef.
I'm hitting the cheddar cheese, too. I love cheese and red wine.
Here we go. Oh, creamy. Mm. Boy, it's like it opened up the cheese. It like it hit it and the cheese turned into something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
Mm. Great with that cheese.
It was.
I don't know if that's cheddar or something different, but that is really good cheese.
Yeah, it went ahead and cut right through with that meat. It did really well. Like I said, I can just taste the flavor. It actually like put pepper right on there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And for a guy who likes to add a little pepper onto his meal, I don't know if they did that while in the cooking process, but I had just the perfect amount of pepper on there. And like I said, all in all, I'm happy camper just today.
Yeah. No.
We can all clock out and go home.
We can all, yeah. All right. Well, let's put a button on this thing here, because this has been, we taped one long episode, but we're going to break it up into chunks. First of all, we want to thank our special guest, Zach Philkins, for joining us. He is the guitar player for One Republic, one of the guitar players for One Republic. And Zach, if people want to learn more about your band, what you're up to, first of all, tell people where you came from, where you're going, because this wasn't just like you just drove on in. I mean, you did, but... you know, where'd you come from? Where are you off to?
we're in the middle of a big tour in Europe, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And we, for the first time ever, split it into two halves. And this is kind of our break moment.
Mm-hmm.
So we just, I just flew in a couple of days ago from Europe. We did a bunch of the UK, France, Belgium, Netherlands, Italy, flew home from Milan, and then I'm here for a couple weeks, and then I go back, and we're going to do Norway and Sweden, more of Germany, Spain, Portugal, and a few other cities. So, yeah, kind of in the middle of all that, and then in the December, we're going to hit Asia for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then back for a break.
So you just didn't toddle in from Robinson Township. You made the commitment to get here.
I made the commitment. I flew here from Milan to do your show, just so you know. Okay. Yeah.
All righty. Zach, if people want to learn more about the band, anything you guys are up to, where's the best place to go? To get actual real information about the band, not just lies and rumor and innuendo.
Yeah, exactly. Go to the website and go to our Instagram for sure and find the real information. Okay. Yeah, not the fake stuff.
OneRepublic.com is what I would figure that out.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
All righty. Mr. Crutch, Meyer, as always, we thank you for bringing these folks in. We'll continue our gift card giveaway. It's very simple. We try to post the show a day or two up on our social media page so that people can go online, they can listen to it. All you have to do is just like the post. And if you do, we will randomly select one of the likes, and that person will win a $20 gift card from the Grand Haven D&W. But then you can use that at any of the Spartan Nash stores. You can use it for gas. You can use it for treats. You can use it for snacks. You can use it for whatever. And we will try to get this up there on our social media as soon as we can.
The Wine Guy is brought to you on 92.1 WGHN by DSC Products, a manufacturer of cleaning products since 1983. DSC Products, locally owned and family operated. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions. DSC Products, clean freaks, and proud of it.
Uh-oh, red wine on the white carpet. And that's not just a stain, that's a family heirloom stain in the making. Enter Press-It from DSC Products, the fast-acting water-based dye remover that laughs in the face of grape juice, Kool-Aid, wine, soda, food coloring, you name it. No fumes, no flammable solvents, safe anywhere. Carpets, countertops, whiteboards, gone in seconds. So go ahead, live dangerously with your beverages. Press-It has your back. Visit dscprod.com. DSC Products, we don't just manufacture solutions, we are the solution.